Greetings. I'm Sybilla Mann, and this is Why Is That?, where WMUK answers your questions about Southwest Michigan. We hope to hear from you at WMUK.org. In this story, our first stop is an island. It has no beaches or crashing waves. It does have traffic and leaf blowers. This is a geopolitical island. It's surrounded by the city of Kalamazoo, but it's not part of the city. It's part of Kalamazoo Charter Township. If you live on this island, you vote for township supervisor, not mayor, though the city is all around you.
I'm really fascinated by borders and boundaries and just the built environments we live in.
Sean Sensor works in the city of Kalamazoo and lives in the township, which is broken into four chunks, two big pieces that bracket the city to the east and northwest, also a patch near Parchment and the sliver where we're standing near Riverview Drive. Sean says as you drive across town, you can hit the border multiple times.
You cross into the city, then you're back in the township, then you're back in the city. It's not very logical, at least in my mind, you know, where the boundary is. Sometimes it doesn't even follow a street line. It just goes through the middle of a block.
Sean wonders how it got that way and why the city and the township haven't merged. But it turns out their separateness is no accident.
Kalamazoo Township, how can I help you?
To get the details, we start at the Kalamazoo Township office.
The question of why there is a Kalamazoo city and township goes back to the early 1800s.
That's Township Clerk Mark Miller.
When Kalamazoo County was originally set up, the whole northern eight, basically the northern half of the county, was Arcadia Township. And it got subdivided, then it got renamed as Kalamazoo Township.
That all happened in one decade, the 1830s. At that time, there was no city of Kalamazoo, just the village of Kalamazoo. As it got bigger and turned into a city and grew some more, the town annexed more and more land from the township, which began to change as well. Miller says that after World War II,
the urban population started to spill out into beyond the boundaries of the city then, and the subject started to come up about a possible merger.
The city proposed to annex the entire township. In April of 1955, it went to a popular vote.
And the way that the vote was done at that time, it had to be approved by both the city of Kalamazoo and the township of Kalamazoo.
That's Lynn Houghton. She's a curator with Western Michigan University's Zhang Legacy Collections.
And in that situation, the city approved it, but the township did not. So that failed.
So much for a merger. But some township residents, they still wanted to annex. Instead of a whole township, they started filing petitions by neighborhood, or maybe even by precinct in some cases. Some of the divisions are really small.
And so that's when you begin to see, over the next couple of years, bits and pieces of Kalamazoo Township begin to get annexed into the city.
Millwood voted for annexation. So did Oakwood, South Westnage, and Henderson Park Terrace to the west, just to name a few. Not every campaign succeeded. Westwood voted annexation down four times in the 50s, once by just 58 votes. So why did people support or oppose annexation? That's microfilm winding at the City of Kalamazoo Archives, which has some literature from each side of the issue. Citizens of Westwood, a pro-annexation flyer begins. We can see that people living in the city have a number of things we don't have. If we were part of the city, we could have these things too. That last part is in all caps. The things listed are everything from sewers to streetlights to more police and stricter building codes. Sure, the flyer says, taxes will go up, but only a little. An anti-annexation essay makes the opposite case. It predicts that taxes will skyrocket, and it's skeptical of claims about better services. In 1979, Kalamazoo became a charter township. That makes it harder for the city to annex pieces of its land. But Township Clerk Mark Miller says he believes a merger is still theoretically possible. Sean Sensor wanted to know why Kalamazoo Township, where he lives, isn't part of the city. Given a chance to make them one unit, though, Sean thinks he might vote against it.
When I'm talking to folks from out of town or out of state, I just say I live in Kalamazoo. But when I'm talking to folks locally, it becomes much more of a label or a definer. So it's like a source of pride, whether you're a township or city, and it's not necessarily like they're diametrically opposed, but people do make a point to explain that.
We hope you'll send us your questions about Southwest Michigan at our website. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.